You're listening to the Next Step podcast, Renting versus Buying, part of our Home Ownership 101 series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals. Today, I'm joined by Donna Medina, a financial wellness relationship manager from Regions Bank in Nashville, Tennessee. In this episode, we're going to discuss renting versus buying a home. Donna, thank you so much for joining us today. So when it comes to renting versus buying, where does one start?
Thank you. Happy to be a part of this discussion. Now, when it comes to renting versus buying, both options have potential benefits and drawbacks, so it's important to determine what's best for you. To start off, you have to ask yourself, can I afford the down payment and closing cost associated with buying a home?
Definitely. Is there a way to calculate what those costs could be?
Of course. Although not all mortgage loans require a down payment, potential home buyers would be wise to save up for a down payment between 5 to 20% of the purchase price. Home buyers should also remember closing costs, which can run from 3 to 6% or more of the purchase price. The second question I recommend you ask yourself is, how will my credit impact this decision? Your credit plays an important role in your ability to qualify for a mortgage, so you should be familiar with your history before you house hunt.
What's the best way to check a credit history?
You can receive a free copy of your credit report once a year from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Good to know. So what comes next?
You should definitely ask yourself how long you plan on staying in the home. Buying and selling a house requires money, time, and energy, so you might consider buying if you expect you'll be living there for a good amount of time. If you don't know exactly where you want to live, anticipate a job transfer, or foresee life changes that would require another move, renting may be a better option for you.
That makes sense. About how many years would make buying a better option instead of renting?
Each person's needs are unique, but it is generally accepted that if you're planning on staying in the home for at least 5 years, you should look into whether buying a home makes sense for you. Also, it is important to ask yourself if you're willing to do routine maintenance and repairs or can afford to pay someone else to do them for you. If you rent, your landlord may be responsible for a lot of these, but when you're a homeowner, those tasks will fall on you.
And if I'm not that handy around the house, I anticipate paying for maintenance and repair services could really add up.
They sure can. That would become an added expense. With that said, ask yourself if you have considered other monthly expenses associated with renting or buying a home. Those can easily add up.
What are some of the standard expenses we should be thinking about?
The mortgage payment is the largest expense in homeownership, but there are other costs to factor into your budget too, like homeowner's insurance, utilities, and taxes. If you rent, you may pay extra fees for parking, pets, and utilities in addition to your monthly rent payment.
There's certainly a lot to consider before hitting the open house circuit. Is there anything else we should know?
The good news is that for most consumers, home buying comes with tax benefits, which may help offset other costs. Homeowners may also have an advantage of building up equity each month, particularly if the value of the home increases over time.
Donna, thank you for guiding us through the basics of renting versus buying. When you break it down into 5 questions, it doesn't seem as daunting. You can find additional information about home ownership and more online at www.regions.com/next-step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.